Due to the extreme public health importance and pestiferous status of mosquitoes, a great emphasis is placed on their control. There are many municipalities that fund their own mosquito control efforts, a rarity in pest management, and an indication of just how important mosquitoes are. Mosquito elimination is not a realistic goal for several reasons. Most importantly, the variety and availability of breeding sites. We saw earlier that some mosquitoes can breed in tiny, temporary pools of stagnant water, while others can breed in large lakes. When it comes to mosquito control, identifying species present and potential breeding sites is necessary, as is surveillance for the presence and number of adults and immatures. Artificial containers that function as breeding sites can be removed or at least turned over so they can't hold water. Surveillance can be done by trapping adults and collecting immatures to estimate current and future populations. There are several commercial traps on the market, and they typically use attractants like carbon dioxide and octanol to lure mosquitoes in. Traps are usually better at enticing certain species and are dependent on wind direction and speed. Because of that, and the fact that humans are still the most effective lure, trapping is not likely to significantly reduce the number of mosquitoes over a large area.